Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who'd care to join us, you would be welcome to do so. I don't know if you've noticed, but several weeks ago, I mentioned that throughout Advent, my stoles, this pretty purple for this season thing I wear around my neck, will be more and more purple. And the first week, there was a little purple. Last week, there was even more. And this week, there's even more. Oh, my gosh, wonder what it'll be on Christmas. Huh? Because on Christmas, we change, too, from the purple to the white for Christmas. So the colors remind us of the stories that we're going to be telling, right? Well, we have lots of reminders in our lives. For example, those roses are reminders that a baby has been born to a family in this congregation. And we're really, really blessed because we have lots of roses. Almost every week we have roses up there because we have lots of young families, lots of babies in this congregation. We get to do lots of baptisms for babies and some for adults too. And the rose is a reminder of that. Now, our first hymn today mentioned a rose. I don't know if you noticed that, because the hymn starts off a little weird. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. What in the world does that mean? It really means just look at the rose that's blooming. And that hymn was written hundreds of years ago. But since that time, people have argued, well, is that rose referring to Mary, the mother of Jesus? Sometimes she's referred to as a rose, and we know she wasn't a flower. But like last week, we were talking about God's being present when the flowers bloom, and that's the way the earth praises God. Well, they say maybe it's Mary, but others say no, like us, it's to celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus. There's a rose there, just like the ones we put on the altar to celebrate the birth. But you know who nobody ever mentions as a rose? Poor Joseph. He is left out. He's this guy standing over to the side in the shadows, and everybody's saying, oh, it must be Mary, it must be Jesus. And they forget about Joseph altogether. So, guess who I'm talking about today? Joseph. Because we don't want to leave him out. He was very important. And I am going to tell you that maybe Joseph was a rose all on his own. So as you listen, see if you can remember some of the things about Joseph that were really important for Jesus. Okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us so many good examples and reminders. You give us Mary and Jesus and Joseph, and you give us our parents and our grandparents. You give us our friends, our brothers, our sisters. You give us so many people in our lives who are reminders of your love for us. And we thank you that we can celebrate the birth of new children into your body, into your congregation. And when we do, the rose will be a reminder, not just of them, but of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.